I'd like to turn quickly over to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, latter part of chapter 5, first part of chapter 6. We'll use that as our text for the invitation this evening. I wanted to note the statement in verse 20 of chapter 5. We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. When we talk about redemption, the salvation of man, what we're talking about is reconciliation to God. When an individual sins, they are separated from God as a result of that sin, and there is that need for reconciliation. It is only as we are with God that we have the hope of everlasting life. So this is what we plead. This is what ultimately is on our minds and our hearts for every man, for all of mankind, that they be reconciled to God. It was in God's mind and in His plan that this be accomplished. We're told in verse 21 of that 5th chapter, He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. And so that was God's purpose in sending His Son, that reconciliation may be obtained. Now that gets into the 6th chapter. And so again, He makes the statement, as workers of God, He just called Himself an ambassador of Christ. He said, as workers of God, we plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For He says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Many aspects of this that we could discuss. We could indicate that God sent His Son Jesus in the fullness of time. The fact that preceding Christ's death on the cross, there was no forgiveness because the blood of bulls and goats could not take away sin. It is only in Christ's redemptive work that that payment, that price has been paid, to where God's justice is appeased and His mercy is available to all mankind. That has been accomplished. But there is also something, I think, here in this particular statement. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. To indicate the immediacy of the need. Each and every one of us need to be right with God right now. Not wait until some future time. Everything that is going to be accomplished for man's redemption has been accomplished. All that remains is for each of us to make the decision individually that we're going to serve Him acceptably. Now that may have an application to one who's not a child of God to become one by obedience to the gospel. It may be that it has reference to a Christian who has not been living as he should to turn back to the Lord and make his life right. Today is the day that we need to do that because we do not have the assurance of tomorrow. And so we offer an invitation at this time to all who are here, not knowing your heart, if there is anything that is amiss, anything that needs to be changed, or perhaps even some encouragement that we could offer to you. If we can help you in any way, we offer the invitation now and ask that you come while together we stand while we sing.